Chapter 30, Traveling Orders. As God sent Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, his message was for them, as it is for us, trust and obey. Jeremiah the prophet and Solomon, the author of Proverbs, wrote after the time of Adam and Eve. However, once again, remember God's words are timeless. His words reach backwards and forwards in time. So I imagine God gave Adam and Eve a pep talk before leading them out of the garden. And he's here now with those words for you. He said, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They're plans for peace and not disaster. Plans to give you a future filled with hope. That was Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. My son, do not forget my teaching. Keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. But do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, don't despise the Lord's discipline, and don't resent his rebuke, because the Lord does discipline those he loves, like a father the son that he delights in. Blessed are those who find wisdom, who gain understanding, for she's more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She's more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundation. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the watery depths were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. My son, don't let the wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. And then you'll go on your way in safety, and your foot won't stumble. When you lie down, you won't be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or the ruin that overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared. That was Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 26. Jesus, in his prayer to his Father shortly before his crucifixion, told God he was not asking that we be removed from the world. Indeed, we're here as his missionaries. This is what Jesus said, speaking to his Father. He said, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to protect them from the evil one. They don't belong to this world any more than I belong to the world. Use the truth to make them holy. Your words are truth. I've sent them into the world the same way you sent me into the world. John chapter 17, verses 15 through 18. God wants us to be able to say, like Jesus, on earth I've given you glory by finishing the work you gave me to do. Now, Father, Give me glory in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world existed. That was John chapter 17, verses 4 through 5. God has a plan for our life. It's a good plan. We can trust him. We are in a world where good and evil are both present. We were not exiled here. We're never alone. God is with us at every moment. We've been sent here to turn on the lights and eliminate the darkness, one light at a time. Are you ready? When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." That was John chapter 8, verse 12. But then he said, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hillside can't be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." That was Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 16.